Morning, everybody. Matt Bubala in for Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. The headline reads, Iran hands over enriched uranium to Russia per nuclear deal. Are they keeping up their end of the bargain? Tom Rivers from ABC News joins us from London. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Matt. It sure looks that way. In fact, giving it the thumbs up is Secretary of State John Kerry. 12.5 tons reportedly in the hold of a ship leaving Iran, heading to Russia right now. That would be turned into fuel rods to be used back potentially in Iran again for civilian atomic use, power plants, et cetera, et cetera. It's part of the deal from July, and as I say, it's about 2, maybe 3 months ahead of schedule. So all systems go, as they say.
A deal that wasn't loved by everybody here in the U.S., as I recall, right? I think there was a lot of consternation over that. Are those fears easing now, or are we going to hear a lot of, is it really being shipped? We don't trust Russia. We don't trust Iran. Are there enough safeguards, watchdogs in place that we're going to buy into this really happening?
Yeah, you're probably going to hear those kinds of voices in the States, a differentiation in Europe with enough safeguards in place. The Europeans say, good, this is one way of solving this problem without doing anything in the violent column. Let's put it that way. So it's being, you know, widely, the whole agreement was widely applauded here in Europe. And if, in fact, this is verifiable when the ship shows up in port in Russia, and if we can find out that, yes, in fact, that every last ounce of this material is, in fact, offloaded and dealt with correctly, yes, Europeans will say, job well done.
Are there third-party watchdogs? Is there somebody who's overseeing this that everybody's going to say, okay, that was checked, we believe it, it's all good?
Yeah, there has to be. Otherwise, again, you still have these potential sanctions still looming, and they can be, you know, reinstituted at any time against Iran. So, yes, there have to be referees along the way saying, yep, it is the way it's supposed to be, and the process can move forward from there.
So I think you said 12 tons of enriched uranium. It's on a ship? Is that how it's being transported, or?
Exactly. You know, 12.5 tons in a secure hold. And again, you know, depending on the size of the ship, you don't need a very large one, but a very specialized one to deal with this kind of material.
Yeah, that could go really bad, I imagine, if things went awry on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the type of thing we'd fight about for 6 years here in the U.S. before that went anywhere.
Exactly. But again, 12.5 tons, it's a drop in the bucket, but you got to have a specially designed hold to deal with this kind of stuff. And potentially, you know, this kind of a vessel could be used, you know, down the road.
Sure.
Because they do have, you know, civilian atomic power plants that are going to be producing this low-grade enriched uranium. And yes, this may be the first of a number of shipments back to Russia.
Well, and so, Tom, tell us how things are. You know, I know they're being perceived probably differently over there than they are here in the U.S., especially as we're in an election cycle. And so there's a lot of rhetoric always flying around. How much does this open up, you know, take us back to this deal back in July. How much does this open up Iran? How much does this help them by complying?
Well, again, you got to think of Iran demographically. It is a very, very young country. Very young state, and you know, these people want to open up and interact, and you know, they want to fly on airplanes that are not 30 years old. So you're going to have bidders like Airbus and Boeing knocking on doors, saying, you know, look, I know you've got you're going to have oil money, and you want some planes. So everybody's trying to cut a deal. The French are lining up. Everybody's lining up to cut some kind of a deal with Iran. So, yes, as far as business goes, all systems go as well. They're saying this is a fine deal. Let's get into this market, a market that we really haven't been involved in for decades, really.
Well, Tom, this is 2 days in a row you and I have spoken, and it's been kind of good news on the international relations front. And so I guess I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, or trying to figure out how Donald Trump is going to spin this as a negative. So what else is going on over there that we're probably not as excited about?
All right, Matt. So you want some negative news?
I don't, but I know it's out there too. So let's go ahead and just get it out of the way.
I'll lay it on. This one's from left field. You're probably not expecting this, but the last few days have been drenched, northern part of the country here, just as you've had wacky weather in the States.
Yeah.
And it's bad up in York and Lancashire, et cetera, et cetera. 2 days of drying out. That's the good news. The bad news is a big storm system, Storm Frank, is going to be rocking up tonight. High winds, a lot of rain. And so, again, all the work of trying to clean out some of these very old structures in some of these places may have to start all over again come maybe Wednesday morning.
Well, that's not the worst news in the world. I'll take that. I mean, bad weather we can deal with, right, Tom? That happens all the time. All right, Tom.
Well, flooding's one of the worst, Matt. Have you ever been through it? It ain't.
That's true. I have not been through it, but it's better than, you know, nuclear war, different things like that, terrorist attacks. I think we'll take some flooding. I know that's bad, too, but it's a different kind of bad, I guess. Tom, thanks so much for checking in. We appreciate chatting with you.
You got her. Take care.
Have a great morning. Tom Rivers from ABC News over in London.